My name's AJ Lund. I'm the fire prevention officer in New Tecumseh.
Thanks for joining us, AJ. And starting Monday, we're going to be doing the 12 Days of Holiday Fire and Safety campaign. So tell us a little bit about it and why it's so important to remember these steps over the holidays.
All right. So New Tecumseh Fire Rescue, along with FM 92 South Simcoe and the Fire Marshals Public Fire Safety Council, have teamed up to launch the New Tecumseh Fire Rescue Holiday Fire and Carbon Monoxide Safety Campaign. So each day for 12 days leading up to Christmas, we'll be sharing a fire safety tip and giving you an opportunity to win a daily prize package. And that consists of a battery-operated smoke alarm, a carbon monoxide alarm with a 10-year battery, and other fire safety educational materials. Keep everybody safe through the holidays. One is making sure we have all up-to-date and working smoke and carbon monoxide alarms in our homes. The minimum requirements we have for smoke and carbon monoxide alarms is we need at least one up-to-date and working smoke alarm on every level of our home, and at least one up-to-date and working carbon monoxide alarm outside of all our sleeping areas. So if we have three sleeping areas upstairs in our home, we need to have at least one carbon monoxide alarm outside of those rooms. And if we have a bedroom in our basement, we need to have a carbon monoxide alarm outside of there as well. And that's for homes that have fuel-fired appliances, things like gas hot water heaters, gas furnaces, gas fireplaces, anything that is fuel-fired requires to have carbon monoxide detection in our homes.
Right, and tell me a little bit about the importance of knowing your route of getting out of the house and the chance that there is maybe a fire in the house.
Right, so one of the main things we want people to work on, practice with their families, and get familiar with is our home escape plans. And the way homes are built today and constructed today, we may only have 1 minute or so to be able to get out of our homes before it could be too late. So we want to make sure everybody gets out, gets to our family's meeting place, someplace out front of our homes where we all know to go to meet and let the fire department know that everybody's out safe upon arrival.
Awesome. And thank you again for joining me, AJ, here in studio this morning. 12 Days of Fire Safety starts this coming Monday. It's your chance at a lot of really, really cool prizes. Thanks for joining me, AJ.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it.